Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I'm your host, Martha Reddick, and this isn't a full episode. This is our second ever little one. Little ones are something that I started that are just small, short episodes that often drop on the Thursday of when we usually drop regular episodes on Sundays. Little ones drop on Thursdays, and they are about a resource that you may not know about, a nanny resource that doesn't necessarily need a full episode, but is still important for you to know about. So this week, I'm super excited about this little one because it is about National Nanny Training Day, or as it's going to have to be known from here on out, International Nanny Training Day, because they're this year expanding to the UK and Australia. So National Nanny Training Day is provided through Nannypalooza, which if you have not been to that website as a nanny, www.nannypalooza.com, do yourself a favor, go visit it. There's so many resources and just information on things like National Nanny Training Day or the Nannypalooza Conference, which we will do a whole episode on. But this one's focused on National Nanny Training Day or International Nanny Training Day. So according to their website, National Nanny Training Day is held to recognize the needs of young children and to raise awareness of the positive correlation between nanny training and quality care. The national initiative is part of Week of the Young Child, an annual celebration sponsored by the National Association for Education of Young Children. It takes place on Saturday, April 29th, and nannies from all over the U.S., and the UK and Australia will gather in their local communities as training events designed to meet their unique needs. So this is a really, really, really wonderful day of nannies all over the world now gathering together and learning from each other to be better nannies. And there's something so special about that. And if you visit their website, they have a list of all of the states and cities and the people hosting in each of those states and cities. So you can go visit this and look up and find where you live on this list and see if something is going on. There's just so many. They're in almost every state. I will say, sadly, Chicago is not on this list. So for next year, Chicago, let's do it. Let's host one of these because we have so many wonderful nannies and I would love to get together with them all. But if you are like Chicago or many, many, many other cities where one of these events is not taking place, they've even got you covered there. Sue Downey, the creator of Nannypalooza, thinks of everything because they also offer nannytraining.com will offer 50% off their online nanny training course. So that course is 13 lessons long and is usually $69. So during April 28th to April 30th. So you have kind of the whole weekend. You can purchase the course on those dates and use the coupon code that they provide and get a little bit more training from where you are. So even if you can't make it to one of these many, many, many cities across the US and in London and Sydney, I highly suggest visiting nannytraining.com the weekend of April 28th to the 30th and signing up for those 13 lessons, because why wouldn't you? That's such a great deal. If you are in one of these cities, I see my home state, Tennessee, there is an event in Nashville, then I highly suggest visiting this website and seeing if this is doable for you, if you can register for one of these events, because they all work within their own community to provide programming that is going to be useful to you in that community. And I think that's so helpful because it's not, you know, something that is going to not be useful to you in that community. It's things that other nannies in your community are putting on and creating for you. So if you have any questions, I would highly suggest visiting nannypalooza.com and looking up more information. You can also email Sue Downey at Sue Downey, SUEDOWNEY, at nannypalooza.com. That email address is also on their website. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, she will be able to answer any and all questions you have about this. She is an absolute expert. I had the pleasure of talking to her on the phone a couple weeks ago, and she and I will be doing a podcast together sometime in the future. We're cooking that up for you guys, so look out for that. But in the meantime, go ahead and register for all of these wonderful events. And as it draws closer, we'll have stuff on our social media about it, promoting it. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And we will see you on Sunday. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.